It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime!
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens!
Hey, we're the Effective Characters. Three guys sitting around talking about our personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be playing Tear and Share in episode 213 of the Defective Characters podcast. Let's go.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, wow. That felt good. Hey, what a beautiful day to think.
It was like the most beautiful day that we've had in a year.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It feels really good. And also, I think you brought the cold weather from where you were, James.
You're welcome.
You were in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Close. Omaha, Nebraska.
Same thing.
I mean, it's the middle of nowhere, still the middle of nowhere, yeah.
So, you traveled the furthest, so we could start with you today on the last 7 days, and then we can go in a clockwise order.
All right. You know, I just went on a nice vacation. I had 5 days off from work. And I recommend always having the next day off after you get back from wherever you are. Because if I had to go back today to work, that would just be annoying. So I have this whole day to extend my vacation and unpack and do laundry, do a podcast with my boys.
Do artwork.
And do artwork, yes. I've got a full day of doing stuff. I've got two new furniture pieces from IKEA that I'm putting together for my mother-in-law, but I'm quite proficient at that now. And IKEA, I don't know if you know this, the instructions do not have numbers or words. It's all pictures. You have to make sure all the little dots are exactly where they're supposed to be.
You've played Legos before.
You be quiet now. No one can hear you back there. Yeah, it's just like Lego. And are they both from the same Swedish company?
No.
Okay. Dennis says no, in case you didn't hear. Now,
Legos is Danish.
Lego is Danish. IKEA is Swedish.
Yeah.
Same family, right? So, he's shaking his head. My wife and I was there. She got to meet a lot of my family. My mom, my dad, my uncle, my cousin, my sisters, their kids, and my aunt. And it was just a wonderful time. We went out to eat a lot. And my sister made breakfast for us all three mornings. And she had a whole guest room that we got to stay in. We went to a meeting. And it was a funny story. We went to this meeting. There's about 50 people there. And it was a round robin. The first thing they said is, okay, after you're done sharing, pick on someone and try to pick someone that you've never seen before or know. So right away, you know, we're first to share. And one man named Gene stood up and he's like, I recognize you two from COVID from one of the Omaha meetings, because we went to an Omaha meeting online because I told her about this meeting and he recognized us. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then on the flight back, another person from that meeting was on that flight and recognized us. And she came up to us and she said, you're a friend of Bill's. I recognize you from the meeting.
That's so weird.
And it was weird. It was really cool. And, you know, I had a wonderful time. And my family loves Salitha. They thought she was just a breath of fresh air. They said that I'm very lucky, but then I said, well, what about her? Isn't she lucky? They said, I don't know. And let's see what you got, Dennis.
I'm still laughing. Yeah, you definitely made out in this one, James. Nah, you're a good guy. She's lucky as well.
Thanks, Dennis.
I'm distracted by a tennis ball that we're bouncing around, in case anyone wonders.
Not anymore.
Nope. Oh, now it's gone. Okay. I don't know. This past week, I've been basically just getting over being sick. I'm much better now. I still got that little stuffiness, but other than that, I'm good. And then playing Minecraft. That's it. Minecraft. Loki's the big show out right now. It's fantastic, wonderful. Yeah, that's about it. There's some other shows, but y'all don't want to hear about that. Just go watch Loki and play Minecraft.
Thanks, Dennis. Man, I don't even know how you find time for all that, Dennis. I'm telling you, chalk a block.
I was sick all week. That's my excuse.
Why, you've been drinking orange juice and slurping soup?
I have been slurping soup.
There we go. That's how it's done. The past week was good. What did I deal with? So my, I don't think we talked about it on here. I told you guys, my mother, after she came to visit 3 months ago, she got some test results back that they found cancer in her esophagus. And she had some more stuff tested out, some more scans, everything else. It originally looked like it was just centrally located there and they knew what they were going to do, but it has spread from the esophagus down to like the bottom. It's starting to move around. So in the next month, she's going to have to undergo chemo treatment and radiation. And it's originally it was stage 2 months ago. Now it's stage 3. So she's going to have to get that started. The thing that I am trying to utilize is staying in my hula hoop because my brother and her have estranged. Their relationship went sour for, in my opinion, just a really stupid reason of my brother took a couple of days off from work to help her fill out paperwork to get her medical and Social Security and some stuff figured out. And on the way there, after he took the days off from work, he found out that she didn't fill out the paperwork because she was scared or she had, you know, anxiety about stuff. And so he cut her out. And, like, that was it. And to me, that's not a big enough thing to cut out the person that is the reason that you're here on Earth. And my sister-in-law has been, the last 20 years since she's been around, putting stuff in my brother's head continuously and told her kids that they're no longer allowed to see their grandmother a couple of years ago. She said that. And now they're asking me for updates on how my mother's doing. And I say, well, why don't you call and find out? And they said, well, no, why would we do that? And so, like, just on the way here to record, I said, you know, I'm not going to be the in-between anymore. Why would you ask if you don't want to? If you don't want to ask yourself, then why do you want to know? And her response was, well, I know, I'm just here for you. So if you want to talk about it, and I know it's just a bunch of horse manure. Like, it's not true because I know who she actually is. So I'm just trying to stay in my hula hoop and know that, you know, as much as I want to be up in Boston for my mother, I also have to be here for the family that I have and for the job that I have. And any opportunity that I can to go up to see her, I'm there. But as of right now, she has ride support from her hospital and insurance to get her to and from her chemo appointments that will be starting. And I'm just trying not to cut my brother completely out of things. And the thing that's, it is a challenge, is my mother has said to me, the thing she is telling all the nurses and her doctors, that she wants to be cancer-free and well by next February when we initially told her it was like when we were going to get married. So she wants to be there for my wedding. And I think I told you guys I was thinking like of not doing that because my family wasn't getting along. So now I have to decide if I move forward and say, hey, you guys are invited. Come if you want to come. Don't if you don't. Or to not do one at all, or maybe just fly my mother down, God willing, if she's able to take pictures and stuff. So, kind of like a lot there to unpack, but I know that I'm equipped for it. Grateful that I'm sober today, you know? I think about there's a couple days where life wasn't bad at all. And I used it enough for an excuse to drink and drug and act a fool. And now when something is actually, you know, like serious, I'm not, you know, my behavior is healthy. I'm not posting on social media, oh, woe is me. You know, not judging those people. But I don't think that's not where I find fellowship. I find fellowship in having conversations in the rooms or just with actual friends that are there for me. I don't need people to do the sad face emoji on Facebook to make me feel like I have validation for feeling down in the dumps. You know, it's like, what can I do today with this life that I have? So I think that's pretty cool. But that's the last week, and we did take the boys to Disney. We surprised them with Pixie passes.
And what'd they think of it?
They were freaking exhausted. It was like,
exhausted.
Yeah.
In a good way?
4 hours into it. No, not even in a good way. They were like ready to get the
Four
heck out of there.
4 hours is a long time.
4 hours of walking. And Becky's
Magic Kingdom?
No, we did Hollywood. We did Hollywood Studios. Today, they were going to Magic Kingdom today. So after we record the podcast.
Oh, yeah. There's no school today.
No school today. So I'm going to pick them up from their grandfather's house, Becky's dad's house, because she's working today and going to be able to do that. So that was great. But
but did they enjoy it? They obviously want to go back, though, right? Like, because they're going today.
Yeah. We're forcing them to go back. I mean, we got annual passes. Like, they've never seen Star Wars, right? So Star Wars wasn't as like, whoa, look at this. It was kind of like, what is it? You know, instead. The perspective is a different thing. They were excited about the snacks. They wanted, ironically, they wanted the Mickey gloves, so they got the Mickey mittens and everything else.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, today would have been a perfect day because of how cold it is to actually wear the Mickey mittens, and they left them at home. So I'm like, damn. Like, that would have been cool. Yeah, but they got the gloves, and we did a lot of fun things. They got the souvenir popcorn thing, so that way the popcorn's $2.50 for a pail for the rest of life.
Did you go on all the rides? Tower of Terror?
Went on Slinky Dog, saw the alien saucers, and two other things, because we only had 4 hours. And we had Genie Plus, but also wanted to, like, eat some dinner, so we went and had quick service. Tried to go into the Italian restaurant. What is it? Mama Rosa?
Mama Melrose.
And it smelled like garlic and vomit when it walked in the front door. So all the kids had their shirts over their noses,
really?
And it was straight up comedy.
That's not normal.
Now the smell was super overpowering. And I said to the hostess after we're sitting down, I got up and I said, hey, We can't eat here. Like, you could see the kids are like turning green. They're gonna lose their lunch before they even have it. We have to get out of here. And she goes, what smell? And I go, will you sniff for me? She sniffed and she goes, oh, I smell some basil. And I'm like, nah.
She's been in it for like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel bad for this woman's partner having to sniff that all day long when she comes home from work. So anyway, I thought it was really funny. The food looked like amazing, but it's also nothing that kids would probably want because it was authentic Italian food, you know. But a lot of it was like they didn't just have spaghetti and meatballs. Have you seen the menu?
Yes.
Okay, just spaghetti and meatballs. Got it. Good. That's good. So the tear and share. Yay, James. What are you thinking?
I'm gonna pick one now.
Pick away, pal.
I got one. Joy. Oh, are you trying to hand this to me? I'm sorry. He's like holding it in front of my face. I'm like, thank you. Joy is a wonderful first topic. Now, I try to be in three states of being. One of them is acceptance. You know, when I accept if things are, then I'm happy. I try to be enthusiastic about things, or I try to be in enjoyment about things. And over the past 6 years, I've felt a lot of joy. And it's a joy without drugs and alcohol. And it's a joy that comes deep in the belly. And, you know, you got those big belly laughs.
Like Santa Claus?
Like Santa Claus. Like Santa Claus. And, you know, just... And the weather has a lot to do with it, nature. Because I know when I'm sitting here and it's 100 degrees, I'm accepting it. I am not enjoying it. I enjoy being with you guys. But I am so much more at peace and enjoying this day with you guys in this beautiful 75 degree weather with a nice breeze. What a difference, you know? And hold on, Dennis wants to pipe in.
I'm going to interrupt, but you're absolutely right. Like, I walked outside today and like to take the trash out, and like I just instantly smiled. And I was like, this is the most beautiful day. Like, I don't even remember how beautiful days could be. Like,
it makes a difference. And we live in a beautiful part of the country. And our summers are very hot. Whatever. It's not that big of a deal. The rest of the year is absolutely beautiful. And I will always enjoy that. And today I think I will be in enjoyment. When I was putting together my mother-in-law's furniture, I was enjoying it. I wasn't just accepting it. Because I know, like, my father-in-law picked us up from the airport all the way in Sanford. And he didn't say anything. As soon as we got home and we dropped off the luggage, my mother-in-law looked at us. She's like, are you guys ready? And we're like, what? They took us out to Boma, which is at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And it's this beautiful buffet. And I was like, all the way home, I was like, I'm hungry. And, you know, not only did they pick us up, then they take us out to eat. Like, how cool is that? What a welcome home. So I'm enjoying everything right now. Okay, Dennis.
It's wonderful. It's such a joyous share. See, I got an older one. Progress, not perfection.
Oh, boy.
What is an old boy? Why is that old boy? It's an oh, boy.
You made no progress.
I have made progress. I'm alive.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes back to,
I can't.
You know, perfectionism, which a lot of people can suffer from, where everything's got to be this way or the highway. And a lot of times it's got to be my way or the highway. And I think early on in sobriety, we can be really judgmental on ourselves and, you know, be harsh with ourselves because we're struggling and we're not able to, like, function normally. And, you know, I think it's important that we, like, look at the progress that we've made in the short amount of time over then, like, what we hope to achieve, you know? We can't look at, like, someone with 70 years sober that's just on a plain pink cloud all the time and be like, well, I'm a failure because I don't feel like that all the time. And we got to remember that this week we're better than we were last week, and then you stack that up and eventually you get 70 years. But also the truth is that person with 70 years isn't on a pink cloud all the time. You might see him an hour a day or an hour a week where he's in a great mood because he's doing what he loves. But then there's other times that he, you know, is struggling as well. But then also to flip it, I think once you have time in the rooms, you tend to forget what it was like early on in the rooms. So we look at sponsees or newcomers coming in and they're not acting perfect because they're not functioning right and blah, blah, blah. And you could be judgmental on them. And I think it's to remember, again, that they're making progress. No matter how slow, recognize that progress and don't judge them against some idealistic, you know, Hercules on a podium or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dennis! I think you're progressing backwards. No, I'm just kidding. We're kidding.
Today's
oh,
a good day. Don't
yes,
it.
It's good.
Lioness, female lions. Is that what you wrote?
There's a new show.
What is this?
Called Lioness.
Lioness. What is
this? It's Lioness. Talk about the show.
Lioness. I haven't seen it.
It's Loneliness. Did I
say Loneliness? Okay. Loneliness. I thought you meant a female lion. That's definitely going to blow everywhere. It's a really windy day. I wish if I could only have one difference of today, that it was this temperature, but no wind.
Nonsense.
Or 10 degrees warmer, but wind.
The wind makes it. Those little crisp breezes that come by.
Remember, you can't lose if you have wind.
Crisps.
There's no losing when it's windy. So, loneliness. So I can say there was a conversation I had just last night with Becky, my fiance, that she said sometimes she's lonely and she was jealous of how many friends I have. Oh, you have all these friends. And I said, it is exhausting sometimes. The more people that you have in your life, yes, you're not alone, but it is tiresome. It is. And what I do is I make sure that the people that I want in my life, right or wrong, I reach out to them and respond to them quickest. The people that I don't, I will respond to because I think it's service. Sometimes there's people that want stuff from me and they want. And it's not that they're being selfish. It is just that is how they live their life of, I need this, I need this, I need this. And those people are tiring. But it's also, what do they say in the book? Love and service will make you win. Right, Dennis? That's what they say in the big book. I think it's chapter 47. That's what it says. So that I live my life by finding as many people as possible to always stay around those people. So I don't feel like I'm alone because... I mean, in my story, I used to drink in a car by myself listening to music. In Christmas time, I would listen to Christmas songs. And the saddest was a John Fogerty song. The greeting cards have all been said. The Christmas time is true. Remember that one?
Keep going.
The time of you. So anyway, this super sad song. It might be actually a different song about like somebody going through a grocery store and finding somebody else there they haven't seen in a while. Then they crack open six beers, hang out in a car and drink the six beers, and then say goodbye at the end. And that is lonely. It is very lonely that those people are talking about how, hey, life used to be really great. They were together. Then they're not, and they started their life. But they are reminiscing back on the olden days, and I'm glad that I don't have to be lonely in my car alone, just humdrum, just kicking dirt through life ever again because of this program. Yay, enough from me. James?
Hello. Hello, everyone.
What was that?
A little tiny man in my phone.
That was to tell me to shut up.
Pride.
No, the lioness in the pride.
Right? Correct.
There's
so,
a theme here.
Pride is an interesting topic. I could talk all day on pride, but I won't. I've only got a minute. So I'm proud of my children when they accomplish great grades. I was proud of my son when he got a full ride academic scholarship to college. But I didn't go around telling everyone. I told my mom, my dad, and you know, I kept it kind of in the family. I'm not a big person to boast all my accomplishments on social media like some people. You know, I try to humble myself. That being said, I do not call myself humble at all. In fact, someone told me that if you say you're humble, you're definitely not. So pride can be a good thing, but it can be a bad thing as well. I don't think I'm full of pride. I think I've earned some accomplishments and I'm happy in my status in life. I wish I had a little more money though. Okay, Dennis.
Your phone keeps tap dancing. Alright, let's see what I get.
How many years do you
have? I got a new one. We are not saints. I'm going to humbly say that I am a saint. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not Catholic. Yeah, I mean, I think that ties into my other topic where it's progress, not perfection. Like, we are not saints. Implies that we are human. You know, we are going to make mistakes no matter how much time we have sober, how much of our life is together or not together. We can't have that idea that we are saints and every little thing has to be perfect. Like, we can't look at it at other people for newcomers, sponsees, or whatever. And we can't look for it in ourselves as well. All we can do is, like, the best that we can day by day. And when we do make a mistake, hopefully we learn from it. If we do something out of character or that's bad, hopefully we can make amends for it and right it and move forward without making the same mistakes. Yeah, Mike.
Nice. Thanks, Dennis. How many rounds do we want to do? You want to do two or are we doing three today?
Yes.
Dennis, you pick. We're doing three. Okay.
It's because it's nice outside.
Let me hit it. It's beautiful. Dealing with trouble in recovery.
You might as well rephrase that to dealing with Dennis.
Dennis in recovery. I touched on this a little bit when I was doing my last 7 days. It's funny that when trouble comes up, the best thing I can do is ask myself, what is my part? And that, so I guess it goes along with step 4 and 5, except when I'm doing a step 4 of the trouble that happened, it is, what's my part? And then instead of taking it to my sponsor, now since he's a part of the fellowship, I take it to the fellowship. So I take it to somebody else and say, hey, is this how you would handle it? Doesn't mean that I would necessarily always take their opinion, but I would then look at it and go, okay, this is how they would do it. I trust that their sobriety and their recovery is something that I should consider before I actually act on whatever piece of trouble that I have. I know that the conversation I had with my sister-in-law recently could have went a heck of a lot worse if I actually gave her a piece of my mind and told her that I just wanted her to shut up and not be a part of anything. What I said was, why, if you want all these details about my mother, why wouldn't you call? And she said, well, I would never do that because I'm not asking because of her. I'm asking because of you.
That's cold in and of itself.
Of course it's cold in and of itself. But regardless, and then she said something that I just made sure my reactions, and clearly, if we were having this conversation face-to-face, it wouldn't have gone so well because she would have seen my facial. My expression was like, just like, what the F, the entire time as she was talking. And I'm grateful that it wasn't, right? I would never have that conversation face-to-face because I know I wouldn't be able to hold it together. And it would have went bad. You know, but when trouble comes, I react to things like Dennis was saying too. Like, I don't need attention of, like, so, or James was saying, like, social media. I'm not gonna go and take it to social media to get attention of whatever the heck is going on. With my job, I talked about my mother's diagnosis and stage of cancer and stuff, but I told them that I didn't want to post anything on social media about it. So it's out there, it's on the radio, and that's really not just as respect to my mother, because she wouldn't have cared. She would have been like, I get it, it's part of it, but I don't need that. You know, like, I'm helping more people out that are going through it, making sure that they know that they're not alone. Because I know that I'm not unique. How many people's parents, family members, sisters, or even themselves have dealt with having to undergo treatment or chemo or radiation? Some of our great friends that have told their stories on our podcast have gone, will go, and have beaten cancer. So just kind of grateful that it keeps it into perspective, the amount of trouble, without magnifying it by using some of the steps.
Thanks, Mike. My prayers are with you and your family. All right. Here we go. I got a tiny scroll, and it says, say something nice about Dennis.
Wow.
So that must have been Dennis's idea.
What are the odds?
So something nice about Dennis. Well, I think Dennis is a good friend. He goes out of his way to help when he can. He even fights through his condition, which is extreme anxiety and panic attacks, to be there for his friends.
And I thought it was Dennis Hopper you're supposed to say something nice about. Not this Dennis.
No, keep going.
Dennis Hopper, you know, even though he's named after the Easter Bunny, he's an amazing actor. And he colors eggs very nicely.
Oh, no, he's still alive. Yeah.
So we're at a debate now if Dennis Hopper is alive or not.
Look it up. He's alive.
Dennis is an amazing Minecrafter, and he's a good director. Not amazing, but a good director. I knew that would get a chuckle. And he's a gracious gift recipient. He doesn't give me a lot of gifts, but he likes gifts when I give them to him. And that's what I like. Because he always smiles and he says, thanks, James. You know how to pick them. And then I take my finger out of his nose. Okay. Dennis, you're up.
I'm going to randomly
He's draw. Completely cheating.
I'm not cheating. You're cheating. I got it. Say something nice about Mike. I'm assuming this is Mike Myers, the actor.
That's what it is. Okay. No, the guy from Friday the 13th.
Oh, I can't say nothing nice about that dude. He's got, what's that, focus? Determination?
Flowing hair. Addiction.
Addiction.
He's addicted to killing.
I like... I think one of the things I like about Mike is his humor. He's always able to crack a joke, even though I give him crap about him, where, like, half the time the jokes are bad, and I'll tell him. But then he comes out with just one that's so golden and unexpected, and I admire that he's always able to find humor in a situation with no matter what he's going through. And since I've known him, he's gone through some shit. But he's always been able to keep a smile and a positive outlook and with humor in it. And I think that's very inspiring.
That's good.
Thanks, Dennis. I'll say something nice about James because Dennis pulled it out. And I think it's just perfect.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
We very easily could have gone another 5, 6, or even 50 Terran shares without these cards that Dennis put in there probably 4 times ago at this point. Right? It wasn't just today. So James, I think, is a really cool dude who usually you have, if you're familiar, and maybe you're not, about the love languages. James is not only giving when it comes to gifts and how he gives, he shows somebody he's thinking about them, but also he takes times, acts of service. It's like, the only thing I haven't got from you is a back scratch, James, so it's probably not physical touch. That's probably not what you give. I'm just saying. I'm not going to talk to T-Bird.
I mean, how much money you got?
Is that what it is? Sorry. He sees my feet. He's like, those look like crusty AF. That's what that looks like. No, I'm appreciative of that. And, like, listen, this thing, as anyone who has been in the rooms knows, there are people that come in and out and have some consistency, but as you are working, you're a parent, you're a husband, and you have so much on your plate to consistently, through 6+ years in sobriety, being able to be there for the newcomer is something that I wish that I could do better. It's just I know that right now I'm doing the best that I can and helping, but I'm hoping at one point to be able to get back to that consistency of helping out the newcomer, because that's how this thing works. You know, I have other friends that are sober and they have some time. And no offense, but those were the people I was talking about when I said they post on social media. They have time in sobriety, but they are still more self-centered than I think is healthy, you know, to be able to do that. You know, I like posting the good that's happening out there because I think that's the promises. But the gloom and the doom, I think you can take that stuff to a meeting. Don't take that stuff and put it on social media. That doesn't make me think, you know, and that's something that you never do, James. You know, if you're going through something and you've had conversations with people in your life or frustrations, we're allowed to bring it onto the podcast or on the side of the podcast before and after, just like how a meeting would have before and after the meeting. We have before and after the podcast where we don't get off of the remote connection until like everybody's good and there's nothing, you know, quaking underneath. So thank you, James, for that. It's special. Dennis, you wanna end it with a word?
Spoons or just...
No, I said word, Dennis. Spoons is what he said.
Forky.
And I'm going to go apples. Apples to apples, dust to dust, as they say. So another tear and share. Do we have any confirmation from Joey if he can tell the story next week? Do we know?
I'll ask him now.
Okay. Yeah, give him a good old wrangle. I think that would be great. Well, let's put a bow on... you didn't want to do that live on the podcast, right? Because that would be embarrassing. When you call him right now?
Oh, no, I was just going to text
Just text him.
Put him on the spot.
Hey, what are you doing? We're recording. Right. You got to say yes.
Huh? I'm just going to make the phones touch each other.
Honestly, the peer pressure is just the best.
Didn't he share a story?
No, he did not. Nope, never shared. He was a part of the anniversary where he gave a...
He was on
a snippet. And
he was there when Brian...
Yeah. Ran. So he's done a couple things, but hasn't actually told his story. So we're going to try to get him in the next week or two. We'll be back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 214. With effective characters entirely ready to have all these character defects removed. Remember, slogan is better than Nogan. See you next time.